manufacture its own glutathione, except for Immunical. Immunical is an all-natural, organic, whole food supplement which will elevate and sustain glutathione. Immunical is available through the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Bill Sardi. And Bill is a health researcher, a health analyst, health writer, a tremendous access to information, a tremendous source of information for me and for many of our listeners. And it's good to have him with us here on the American Freedom Network this morning. You know, America is under attack from a medical point of view. Now, certainly, America in many respects is very healthy, because many of our people do have access to health foods here, and there are vitamins and minerals and the things that we need really to be healthy. On the other hand, we are under attack on the other side. They're vaccinating our children, and then we wonder why one in every three children or four children or five children is suddenly diabetic, why one out of six children has asthma, why one out of every six children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality. So on one hand, we have access to all sorts of wonderful health products here in America. On the other hand, so much of what's being done by our government and our U.S. public health service is detrimental to our health. Water fluoridation has a profound impact on the health of our people. How do we know that? Why, very simply, because the unions that represent the employees of the EPA have put out a report, and I suggest every one of you get it at their website, NTEU280.org, NT, National Treasury Employees Union, NTEU280.org. Get that report and read it and understand they're poisoning you. Here in America, 60 million Americans have a sexually transmitted viral disease. How did they get it? The public health service says, go ahead and do whatever you want to. Just protect yourself, knowing full well that the protection they were advocating wasn't going to work. So your health is your responsibility. You have to understand what they're doing and what you must do to preserve your health. And with that, good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. I wish you could see all the headlines I laid on my desk this morning. And, of course, some of them are alarming. Some of them are good news. And we do see a lot of manipulation of, well, health information in the news media today. And, of course, dietary supplements are under attack. We're finding that things that we were told were healthy for us aren't healthy for us.
That's right. I got something just yesterday telling me that vitamin E really doesn't work.
Well, they were talking there's such an assault on the dietary supplements, I can't even keep up with the pace of rebutting all of these. And, of course, they're talking about a different form of vitamin E called gamma-tocopherol. Most of the dietary supplements have alpha-tocopherol. Gamma is the form primarily in the diet, and some supplements are adding it in, of course. But they did this little test tube study in a lab dish, and then they tell everybody, stop all your supplements due to this lab study because this says it could be toxic or something. Well, that's exactly what they did with vitamin C. And, of course, the study was flawed. This came about some years ago. I actually rebutted this, and they published a letter in Science Magazine. You mean all the studies that we have, the population studies, the intervention studies, the animal studies, all these are to be thrown in the trash can because this one researcher got worldwide headlines, held up his hand, and said stop over a lab dish study. Now, usually the lab dish studies are only the first stage of investigation in science. Then things move on to animal studies, then on to, of course, human studies and so on.
Well, you know, I would just like to intervene and just mention it is so difficult for most people to believe that sometimes science can be used to tell a lie. In other words, to convince people that they, oh, shouldn't take healthy things, they shouldn't, certainly shouldn't take minerals and vitamins and those other things, because there really are people out there who have a different agenda, who are not interested in your health, or they work for the drug companies, and their job is to discourage you from doing things that are good for your health and get you to use those expensive medications, which is why so many people are spending $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $500, $1,000 a month on proprietary medicines, often that make them sicker than they would be without them.
Well, Dr. Stan, what we have going on here in America today is that more and more information keeps being disseminated. It's uncovered that drugs are unsafe. Here's a wonderful study here showing that the FDA didn't even require the drug companies, didn't insist. It asked them to test their drugs after they were approved. It put them on the market and then said, do these safety studies after you have it on the market. What the drug companies do is produce an effectiveness study called efficacy, and then they put that on the market and say, okay, now, grossly, we didn't see any safety problems in a small group, but you're required to do a monitoring over the years and send us the data and show its real safety record in large populations. And, of course, it comes out here that these date back to 1955, where the FDA just left these safety studies undone. And, of course, now there are 1,231 drug trials. 65% of them had not even begun a safety study. This is why we say the drugs you're taking are likely to be unsafe.
Well, basically, they're experimenting on the population of our country, aren't they?
Right, they are, but more so when we see it as over the big picture. With all of this negative information coming out, Vioxx, Celebrex, all these drugs, they know that America's going to reach for dietary supplements. It's the logical alternative, and they don't want them to. So they've got to keep up this constant negative churning of information that dietary supplements are hazardous.
There was this one report that came out recently that said glucosamine and chondroitin do not work. We've done this control study, this very carefully controlled study. They do not work, they do not work, they do not work. Well, for people who have severe pain, they really did seem to work. But, you know, that's buried down there in the, you know, in the article where you've seen so much negative before that. Why you don't know how to accept this contradictory information. And the man who led this whole study said, for people with severe pain, chondroitin and glucosamine really do seem to have an effect, but we need more studies. You know, so what you do is you give people a double message, and they sort of shrug and say, well, gee, the study says it didn't work. And yet, of course, the study really showed that it did work.
Well, this is the spin that they put on the headline at the top of the story.
We'll be right back here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential protein, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join us for a very special presentation Saturday, March the 25th. Dr. Del Sanchez will be speaking on the Sephardic Jews. During the Spanish Inquisition, most Jews left Europe and lost their identity. Where did they go? Where are they now and where are they going? The answer to these questions and many more. That's March the 25th, 10:30 a.m., Beth Messiah Congregation for Dr. Del Sanchez. For more information, call 800-205-6245 or 303-654-9924.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Bill Sardi. Bill, please pick up the story. It's so important people understand that the media is being used, science is being used to deceive the people, because it really isn't science. It is simply a paper that is written with a price tag on it, usually funded by the drug companies or by our government, and there are people in government who really aren't interested in our health.
Well, Dr. Stan, you will kind of get a kick out of this because you're talking about glucosamine supplements. Of course, we have a long history of showing that glucosamine works. There's 30 human clinical trials done, but this one trial was supposed to erase all the rest. I don't know why. And, of course, when we look at the trial, Dr. Jason Theodosakis, he's the doctor who wrote the book The Arthritis Cure, started the glucosamine revolution. And he looked at the study, and what he found out was, you know, we have to have a control group. That is a group that was either taking a placebo or another medicine, and then compare it. So how did they rig up this study, and what did they compare the glucosamine with? You're going to get a kick out of this. Here's the drum roll. They compared it to none other than Vioxx, or Celebrex in this case. I say Vioxx because they're near the same molecule. So they compared it to Celebrex. Now, these are the drugs that cause the blood clots and cause thousands of Americans to die. But, of course, we know that in 12 out of 14 studies that Celebrex and Vioxx didn't work. But this is called the positive control group. In other words, this is the group that you're comparing against to see if it's better than or as good as, but it better than or as good as it failed. And so this is kind of what they're using it for. And then, of course, 79% of the people with the more significant pain relief did find pain relief, the people with more severe arthritis. So usually it's the other way around. Only the moderate cases are solved and the more severe doesn't work. No, the glucosamine stepped up to the plate and really fixed the people that really had the severe problems. You know, the headline said glucosamine is worthless. Throw it out.
And they know exactly what they're doing because people read that headline, and that is indelibly imprinted in their subconscious. They remember glucosamine doesn't work. Well, gee shucks, I better go and get one of those expensive medications. It may kill me, but we've got to have something to relieve the pain.
Dr. Stan, as you know, millions of older Americans have lots of arthritis, the osteoform, the wear and tear osteoarthritis. If glucosamine is no good, and Vioxx and Celebrex and ibuprofen and aspirin and all those are dangerous, well, then what if they've left us all in limbo? What are we to use?
Sure.
I mean, this makes no sense to me, and obviously glucosamine is safer. It certainly it didn't cause 20,000 people to die. And, of course, this is the kind of nonsense that we get into with all this. And of course, now we find that one of the other pain relievers, acetaminophen, which is your Tylenol, doubles the risk of having high blood pressure. Now we know that acetaminophen depletes an essential nutrient from the body called glutathione. There have been petitions before the FDA to put the glutathione in with the acetaminophen, Tylenol, so it wouldn't cause these kind of problems. But no, now imagine that we found out that some herbal extract doubled the risk of high blood pressure. Oh, my gosh, they'd be recalling it. They'd be telling us that this is unsafe, never take it, this kind of thing. But it's okay if you run down the store, get your Tylenol, no problem. It's a liver toxin. I don't know how to say it any other different, in any different way. So Tylenol is really a very unsafe drug, but we take it. We even give it to our babies. It's a liver toxin. Depletes the liver of glutathione. But, you know, these are the reports that are scaring the conventional medicine world, and so they have to slam the supplements because we're finding out that their drugs are unsafe, were never even proven for safety, and have been killing people all along. And the FDA has all this data, but of course they don't disclose it, and we don't have all of this data. Here's another article here, British Medical Journal. The blood pressure guidelines for stroke may not even be relevant to most Americans. And the guidelines were established off a study called the PROGRESS study, but that population differs greatly from what's in the general public. It was a younger group. It was had a different makeup of males and females. And so it's not applicable, says the British Medical Journal, to what we're doing. So they're putting us on these blood pressure medications based on this one study, and that study isn't really typical of the people here in North America that are being given blood pressure pills. So,
and of course, when I practiced medicine, we used to say, you know, blood pressure for an older person was 100 plus your age. So if you were 50, 150 systolic, 60, 160, 70, 170. And yet today the doctors have been sold, oh my goodness, we got to get everybody's pressure down to 120 or they're going to die. And sometimes they put them on the blood pressure medication, and sure enough, they die. Because they get hypotensive, and you need a certain amount of pressure to get the blood to your brain and to your heart as you go older, because your arteries do have a little hardening in them. And so much of what they convince the doctors of, and this isn't because the doctors are bad, it is simply because they're getting faulty information from organized medicine, which is getting tremendous subsidies from the drug companies.
I got a call yesterday from a man. His father lives in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Now, that's just below the Canadian border. And this man has gained a lot of weight and is on a number of medications and is desperate now. He's even thinking of throwing all the drugs in a trash can. Not a bad idea. And he's filled up with fluid, and they gave him a diuretic, and he lost 40 pounds just on the diuretic. But why is he accumulating the fluid? Well, his heart's failing. Well, why is his heart failing? Because they have him on three drugs that cause heart failure, these beta blockers, the statin drugs, and so on. So they gave him the third one, which is a diuretic, which also causes heart failure. So he's, of course, depressed and certainly has very little energy and doesn't know what to do, feels he's reached the end of his rope. And you will with these medications, and here he is living in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. The reason why I bring this up is because in the winter months like this especially, but throughout most of the year, you can't get enough sunlight there. Even if you could, it's not sufficient strength to make vitamin D. And vitamin D, now we find, is a muscle-toning hormone or vitamin that we get in our body. We make it due to sun exposure. And so his heart's failing because the main muscle, the heart muscle, is not strong enough. And they're giving him medications to weaken it. And then, of course, the fluid fills up, and they give him another medicine on top of this, which further induces heart failure. So this man has no chance of ever getting well unless he gets off of those medications. Now, it's scary because they hear you may need to think about going off those medications and defying your doctor, who's going to say, oh, no, don't do that. You could have a stroke. But these drugs are, without question, inducing the whole problem. This man will never get well. And he will meet the end of his rope. He will meet his demise due to these medications. And it may keep you alive for a little while. But the numbers may look good. I just wrote an article all about the health by the numbers and how the numbers we use, the blood pressure, cholesterol, PSA for men with their prostate, bone density, how all these numbers are flawed, and somehow we feel we're healthier when those numbers look good, but we're still at a high risk for hip fractures even though bone density is normal. We're still at a fairly high risk for prostate cancer even if your PSA test is normal or even if it's dropped. And, of course, blood pressure numbers, most of them are not age-adjusted. We think at least a third or more of the public are put on blood pressure pills needlessly when they don't need to be. They're not at an increased risk for stroke. And, of course, the cholesterol numbers we know are not even related to mortality rates. You can raise or lower your cholesterol numbers. It has nothing to do with your risk of dying, or very little, if any. So the American public doesn't hear this. They feel safer with a number. But the number they're dying on the same day, they would have died whether they took these medicines or not. So,
well, of course, sometimes, especially if you're taking the statins, doesn't that actually increase the incidence of cancer in many instances?
Well, in many instances, we find that if you're lowering your cholesterol, cholesterol is a carrier in the body for other vitamins. It'll carry vitamin E, it'll carry lycopene, lutein, beta-carotene. And so if you're lowering your cholesterol levels, you're delivering fewer antioxidants to your tissues. And this is why we see brain disorders and eventually cancer, because these tissues need this for protection. So what is modern medicine's answer to all this? Well, of course, what they want to do is take masses of the public, cardiovascular disease being a major risk factor, mortality, and give them something called the poly pill. Now, the poly pill is what they call a miracle pill, and what they would do is combine a couple of blood pressure pills with a statin cholesterol-lowering drug and then put it with folic acid, a B vitamin, and an aspirin, and put it all in one pill and then give it to people. Now, of course, you're going to end up with all kinds of side effects because the statin drug depletes you of nutrients and the blood pressure pills deplete you of nutrients and the aspirin even depletes you of vitamin C and other nutrients, and even has the risk of hemorrhage in the brain and, of course, gastric ulcers. So with all of that said, they won't think of a multivitamin that would probably do the same thing. And now they come out, oh, gee, we thought of this idea, and it would bankrupt Medicare and every health system in the world if we did it. Yeah, because these drugs are expensive. We may come up with great answers, even if this was safe, but we can't afford it. And that's the problem. We need these simple, inexpensive answers. That means we've got to go to the dietary supplements if we're talking pills. We've got to go to improving our diet, learn a lot of lessons there. And, of course, we're just not kind of getting the messages accurately. And the FDA and so on, they've allowed all these things, the MSGs, the aspartame sweeteners. They certainly allowed the trans fats, we call them, the hydrogenated fats, to be used when they were deleterious to health. All of these things were permitted by the FDA. Why? Why were these things allowed to go on like this? And it makes no sense. And now what we have, new studies suggest artificial sweetener causes cancer. That safety study should have been done decades ago.
Well, now, which artificial sweet? Well, are you speaking of aspartame, NutraSweet?
Well, of course, they're talking about lymphomas, leukemias in rats exposed to doses of aspartame, that's the NutraSweet, at doses similar to what we get as humans. The study in the peer-reviewed journal Environmental Health Perspective, and they said first study to demonstrate the carcinogenic effects of aspartame administered to rats in their feed.
But, you know, Bill, they knew that aspartame produced brain tumors in rats and in other animals. They knew this back in 1960 and 1970, and yet, of course, the FDA threw out all the objections to it and all the scientific studies, because Donald Rumsfeld was on the transition staff when Ronald Reagan became president, and put his man to the FDA, who overrode 15 years of objection to NutraSweet, knowing full well it produced brain cancers in animals and would produce brain cancers in human beings, and they legalized that, and they've been poisoning us for 25 years with NutraSweet, which they put into you know, the Diet Cokes, actually to fight, so we can fight obesity, knowing full well that in every animal you give it to, it increases the obesity, and we hear all about the obesity epidemic. They know why they have the obesity epidemic, and it is largely MSG and these other things. Now they suddenly come out and say, gee, they make produce cancer. They've known that all along. And anybody who doubts those studies, you go to doorway.com, Betty Martini's web page, and she will give you Dr. Olney's papers published in the 60s and 70s. The government knows that. They just don't want the public to know that it's producing cancers and pathological obesity. That's what's so inconscionable. And we'll be back here in just a moment with Bill Sardian. I just feel so strongly about what's happening, and the average person has no idea at all. And if you want documentation on what's being said, well, give us a call, and we'll be glad to get it for you.
Involved in your children's interests, goals, and activities. You can help them deal with life sensibly, not chemically with drugs. This message is from Viney Trucking Incorporated in Fort Collins, Colorado. Local haulers of asphalt, sand, loam, and more. Dependable service and reasonable rates. Call for estimates at 970-493-1403. That's 970-493-1403. Viney Trucking Incorporated in Fort Collins, wishing everyone a safe and healthy spring season. I just started my own business and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Hi, this is Mike McNulty. When was the last time you had a great Chinese food dining experience? Well, I can guarantee you, you will have one if you go to the Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant at 3623 23rd Avenue in Evans. That's the Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant, owned by Mr. Jeff Ho, a very gracious host, the Hunan Imperial Chinese Cuisine Restaurant.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Bill Sardi. And Bill, before we go on, could we get your website out and your email so people would know how to get in touch with you? Because Bill is a great source of information, and ordinarily he will get back to you. You know, go ahead, Bill.
knowledgeofhealth.com, www.knowledgeofhealth.com. And, of course, we have free reports there on autism. Lots of people going there in the last couple of weeks. We don't know why, but it seems to be quite a bit of interest. And on Accutane and acne, you might want to go there on that report. That's something that has gotten considerable interest on my website lately. And, of course, we have a free e-book there, The Collapse of Conventional Medicine, for you to download and read. And, of course, free reports on blood pressure, the list goes on and on, what to do in menopause and all of the, sorting out a lot of things. And, of course, it's all there for you, www.knowledgeofhealth.com. We spend a lot of time and money dedicated to delivering good, free information to the public that's authoritative, well-referenced, and, of course, has no commercial interest or bias so that you can analyze these things for yourself. Now, I know a lot of people are confused. They don't have the time. They'd like us to deliver it to them orally, and, of course, I'd love to spend about 3 hours on the phone sorting it out with them, but the best way today, we have email, and if you go to the website, you can contact me. We'd be happy to answer some questions for you as long as they're relatively specific and brief, and we can, of course, help you. We can't practice medicine, prescribe, or diagnose, but we can tell you some alternatives and try and give you some hints of things, some things that you can do. So there's good evidence that basically the biological action of virtually all prescription drugs can be duplicated with dietary supplements. We try to lead you in those directions if you're talking about pills or good diets, like the Mediterranean diet, the diet of the Japanese, and so on, so that you can sort some of this out, of course, and lead you into areas where you will get healthier and you won't get yourself bit by all this modern medicine, which is collapsing and failing. That's the subject of my book, The Collapse of Conventional Medicine. So it's underway every day. We see it, and, of course, when we see this information about aspartame, I think the public takes a step back, Dr. Stan, and wonders. They wait to hear if there's a counter argument. Well, let me tell you what happened here. As they pointed out, the current study on NutraSweet included more animals over a longer period of time than the earlier studies. Here's how the sleight of hand was done. In our opinion, previous studies did not comply with today's basic requirements for testing the carcinogenic potential of a physical or chemical agent, in particular concerning the number of the animals used in the experiments and the termination of previous studies. They terminated the earlier studies early so that you wouldn't see the effects. And so this is how the sleight of hand was done. So what they did here is they allowed these studies to go on past 159 weeks, and then you can really see this coming on. As we know, cancer's age-related, and then you start to see it. And, of course, it's a standout. And, of course, here's the Environmental Health Perspectives. It's a peer-reviewed journal, highly prestigious, saying and calling for an urgent reevaluation of the current guidelines used for the consumption of this compound. We're talking about aspartame or NutraSweet. Do you hear anything in Congress or the FDA about this? No, I'm telling you there's some good science out here. We're ignoring it. And, of course, lots of people having foods laced with these things. I know that everyone must say, well, we put fluoride in water and it was to harden the teeth, and it does harden your teeth when it's applied topically. But when it's put in the water supply, there's no way to control how much you get, and you see it mottling teeth, and it's causing other problems, and it interferes with your mineralization, cause softening of the bones over time. And do we really see that our children don't have cavities in their teeth? We've got as many dentists today as we had days gone by. I don't see it doing anything. But
I think that dental health is better, but it's better because you're brushing your teeth with fluoride,
sure,
which is an excellent bactericidal agent,
sure,
and pesticidal agent and genocidal agent, and it kills the bacteria on contact like it kills pests, insects on contact, and it kills rodents on contact. That's why you have better dentition, because it kills the bacteria in your mouth. We still, in the cities where they have, a great deal of, fluoridation, they still have dental caries because the kids are not brushing their teeth. That's the reason you have it.
Well, certainly. You have bacteria in your mouth. The main bacteria is Streptococcus. It loves to live there because it gets fed every day. And then we get something called biofilm, so much dead or even live bacteria on your teeth that eventually builds up to the point where we have the plaque. and then it's acid-forming bacteria, and the bacteria then eats through your dental enamel. So essentially, dental caries is simply a bacterial infection. Now, if we're not getting the gross bacteria off of our teeth by brushing them, and we're not using something that's a good, I tell everybody, brush their teeth in oil of oregano. It's a natural antibiotic and kills off strep. And then you've knocked the count, the bacterial count, way down, and of course you can't get the harmful effects. And so that's what we need, is a natural antibacterial, certainly a dentifrice or toothpaste or something. And of course you can get these from nature. If you're having problems with your gums and your teeth, you're having little pockets of germs underneath your gums, and that's causing inflammation, then of course try oil of oregano. Just brush your teeth with oil of oregano. You'll find it's a wonderful thing to do. And by the way, while we're talking about bacteria, we see more and more information in the news media that germs, bacteria, viruses, funguses, are the origin of most disease, the germ theory of disease. They just found a virus in the prostate. They think it's linked to prostate cancer. All along it might be a viral infection. We just found out, well, where have we been? Vitamin D protects against tuberculosis. It's probably the primary cure. Where have we been? We used to take people with tuberculosis and put them outside in the sun. We used to have the sanitariums with the solarium rooms where you'd get the sun, and of course you'd get better because sunlight exposure makes vitamin D. So we're just now finding, and of course lots of people in the world have tuberculosis, and how many people? 2 billion. And of course we're not utilizing Simple Answers, and of course this is kind of what's going on. But we need to find, in an era when the germ theory of disease is getting more attention, we're finding that our antibiotics don't work because we refuse to use nature's antibiotics, and we're using, of course, the synthetic ones. And the synthetic ones, then there's a resistance. The body and the germs have resistance to these synthetic man-made molecules, and now we have quite a few thousand people dying every year needlessly. We need to go to these natural antibiotics. Some of them are quite potent, from garlic and oregano and so on. I know a lot of people say, well, garlic is only equivalent to a few of the a few units of penicillin. That's true, but you have to use thousands of units of these other antibiotics because of their drug resistance.
We'll be back in just a minute. I'll wrap up the program with Bill Sardi.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Well, Dr. Stan back here for our last segment for Bill Sardi. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, certainly we do see all these headlines in healthcare, and we do get confused. And I know that I have a little youngster here at home now, a little over 1.5 years old, and even if my wife tried to put our son into just daycare, just to get him socialized with some other kids for one day a week, why, of course, every daycare center, whether it's church-run or not, requires these state certification and therefore all these onerous vaccination. Now we find out they're hiding the childhood deaths. They didn't make a big headline out of it here, but it came out in Europe. The secret report reveals that numbers of childhood deaths following vaccinations have been hidden from the public so that they would continue taking these vaccines. And, of course, here's an article in the United Kingdom. As even more vaccinations are planned for kids, have we gone too far? And it points out we have up to 25 different vaccines that children will get by 2-3 years of age. So, you know, this is just an overwhelming the children, the autism, the other effects of all this. So, you know, this, they're making it a law that you, that children have to go, and it's like now you're declared an unfit parent if your children do not have these vaccines. And of course, I have no intention of vaccinating my child because of the falsehoods in the science and how they're not dealing with us fairly so that we can analyze this properly. And of course, we have alternatives that we use that are from nature that seem to work quite well, and we use that. But so, you know, it's just what's really going on here is in America is they don't want us to find the alternatives. And here's Dr. William Grant from San Francisco. He's a PhD research scientist, and he's writing in the journal, International Journal of Cancer, that we're overlooking the fact that smoking, alcohol, diet, and low vitamin D levels are the main causes of cancer, and we go on to treatment. We let the cancer happen, and then we treat it with ineffective treatments instead of preventing it in the first place and having major efforts to really stop the smoking, improve our diets, limit the alcohol consumption. We have 19 million Americans that are truly alcoholics in the United States. So we certainly have a big burden of disease, and it occurs among people who abuse their bodies with alcohol, cigarettes, and so on, and then they cost our healthcare system a considerable amount of money. I don't know whether we realize this, but the entire taxation system on our cigarettes is just a method of raising money. It really doesn't significantly lower the usage of tobacco. And so what we have here is a situation where the state of California brought in about $2.1 billion in tobacco taxes a couple of years ago and was supposed to spend $21 million on anti-tobacco advertising. Of course, all those ads are put on Saturday afternoon. We're really after young kids that are starting smoking. Where are young kids on Saturday afternoons? Watching TV? I doubt it. And so it's just we do this just to raise the money for all the social welfare programs and everything else. And I only think of the smokers who don't realize what pawns they are in this whole system while the money is fleeced out of their pocket. And keep smoking, by the way, because these programs won't get funded if you don't smoke. And imagine how dedicated we are to stopping smoking. Now, just walk into the drugstore, and at the front of the store, you can buy the cigarettes, and at the back of the store, you can get the nicotine patches to stop the smoking. You see, they don't care that you smoke. They just care that they make money off of you one way or the other. And this is our problem. And we just don't realize how much they required the tobacco companies to stop the habituation that's caused when you smoke cigarettes. So let's lower the nicotine levels. Dr. Stan, let's think of this. Nicotine is the habit-forming molecule in tobacco. If you lower the nicotine level, what will happen? You'll smoke more cigarettes to get the same amount of nicotine. You'll puff deeper to get it. The cigarette companies knew it. They disingenuously acted like they were helping make smokers less habit-forming health problem. And instead, what did we get? They were smoking more cigarettes, and they knew it all along, and the government health authorities looked the other way. I mean, this is the kind of thing that's going on.
But, of course, it's not the nicotine that necessarily produces the cancer of the lung. It's the more smoking. It's the coal tar.
That's exactly right.
So they've known all along, of course, that it produced cancer, and that's why they put this little sign on the tobacco package, and it said, you know, the Surgeon General has determined this is hazardous to your health. And that way, if you tried to sue the tobacco companies, why, they'd say, look, it was right there. The government put it there. You read it. It was on the package. You can't sue us. You knew it was hazardous to your health. So the government was covering for the tobacco companies, but they can't let the people know that.
Well, another thing they did, of course, was to put the filters on the cigarettes. Now, that was an admission there was something unhealthy there anyway, but they created the idea in smokers' minds that, well, now they're filtered, so they're safe, or safer. And, of course, as we understand it, there are little particles of the filter material that get loose from those filters, and you put that thing up to your lips, and then you take a big drag, and now they find those little filter particles in your lungs. Now, they don't tell the smokers this. They could make a filter probably that doesn't do this, but they're making filters cheaply that cause these little particles to get into the lungs. And so we know even smog and other things cause lung problems, so here we are with something that's even more gross. And so we know that nicotine is the habit-forming end of the cigarettes, but it doesn't cause the cancer. In fact, they're thinking of using nicotine to treat Alzheimer's and other brain diseases because it is a wonderful, American Indians used to smoke the peace pipe for the powwow, so see, it helped them think better, and that was the aspect of the tobacco. Now, of course, today we've made it a habit, we've made it cheap, we've made it a way to get them. We had to go back and roll our own cigarettes, we probably wouldn't smoke as much.
Hey, we're out of time, Bill. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us.
Okay.
Knowledgeofhealth.org. Is it com or org?
It's com. Knowledgeofhealth.com. Thank you.
Bye-bye, and God bless.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience some Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and of course, there really are evil and wicked people out there who are intent upon destroying your health. I mean, we have a 4-tape set on statin drugs pointing out that it increases the incidence of cancer. We have a book on the statin drugs, and they know it increases the incidence of cancer. It affects your mind. It lowers your CoQ10, which predisposes you to getting congestive heart failure and muscle weakness and all sorts of problems. And in the final analysis, if you read what it says on the Crestor page from the PDR, it has no influence on cardiac morbidity or mortality. That means cardiac disease or cardiac death. If you'd like to see that page from the PDR, we'll be glad to send it to you on Crestor, the most efficient of the statin drugs. You need to get the 4-tape set on statins. You need to get the book on statins. You need to get our book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, written by our good friend Dr. Russell Blaylock. His book on excitotoxins, that's the NutraSweet. They've known for years it produces cancer. That's one reason why it's out there. Aren't there too many people in the world? And then, of course, we carry Dr. Blaylock's wonderful book for people who do have cancer and are going to have traditional therapy, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, because people who've used these techniques, their hair doesn't fall out when they take the chemotherapy. They don't get violently ill. And if you do what you should do, you're not going to get ill, and your doctor really doesn't know. This is the great tragedy. There are evil and wicked people who can get this information from your doctor. You need to get the information about that. You need a 4-tape set on autism and how they're poisoning our children. 1 in 6 American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality. 1 in 6 American children has asthma. 1 in 3 or 4 American children is going to get diabetes sometime during their life. All of this is preventable. They know what they're doing. They don't want you to know. We have a great DVD and or video. It's called Planned Population Reduction. All of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Why would anybody want you to be sick? Because there are too many people in the world, and we've got to cut back on the world's population, and we're going to target America because once they were a Christian nation, and we hate America. There really are people who hate America. You need to get our 4-tape set on population control and our video on population control and understand these people know exactly what they're doing. Go to the American Stonehenge in Elberton, Georgia, the satanic monument there, over the border from South Carolina. Elberton, Georgia, see the American Stonehenge, where they talk about in 8 different languages reducing the population or maintaining the population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. That means they're going to kill off over 90% of the world's population. There really are evil people out there. They're moving us towards World War III. If you doubt that, why, you need to get some of our recent interviews. Certainly, if you'd like a free copy of our latest newsletter, which explains to you why we are really in the Middle East, not what you're being told, but we are there, of course, to bring about World War III. We're doing everything we can to incite violence in Iraq. Why do you think that after we got there, they sent over Paul Bremer, who dissolved the Iraqi army, and dismantled the police force, and dismantled the civil service and created chaos. And then when they tried to rebuild the Iraqi army, when Major General Paul Eaton tried to rebuild the Iraqi army for a nation of 25 million people, they gave him 6 men to rebuild the Iraqi army. And we wonder why there's chaos and civil war over there. Our number 1-800-544-8927. And until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Find out how BIOS